Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we presented a number of kashas on the inyan of Psik Reisha that we saw according to Reb Shimon. We're into the Shita Yishana. Psik Reisha is Aser, but there's no Chiyuv Chatas. We want to know what the Pshat is. We saw it's Enokim Miskavin Mamish, and therefore it's Mutar by Yisr Hana to have a Psik Reisha. We want to understand Pshat in that. We also saw that when it comes to Nisidar Rabbanan of Amir Ala Akum, we said if it's Eino Miskavin Psik Reisha, then it is Mutter. We want to understand what's that about. If it's Psik Reisha, it's Psik Reisha. Okay, so let us now take this forward again. This is based on the teachings of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbeinu Chaim Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So the Or Sameach, in the first parak of Yom Tov Halocha Zayin, Dibur Maschel Vihine writes that even though Psik Reisha is Asur Minat Torah, and the person is over on the lab of Lo Sase Melacha, nevertheless, Eino Oiver Be'esei Shel Shabbosan. There's no Aveira on the mitzvah's essay of Shabbosan, of that there's a mitzvah, positive mitzvah, to rest on Shabbos. So when someone does a Psik Reisha, they're not over on Shabbosan. Why? Because he wasn't miskaven to a Melacha. But rather, the malacha is done automatically. And therefore, the gabri, the lav, it's enough that he's the siba, he's the reason that the malacha is done. But the essay of Shabbosain, he's not oivir. Because even though the malacha relates back to him, nevertheless, since he doesn't have kavana to do the malacha, we say that his body is resting, the mitzvah is Shabbosain, your body should rest, his body rested. Since his body rested, he's beseder gamor. He's not over on Shabbosan. So alts the malacha relates back to him. But alts Shabbosan, his body resting, his body rested. So therefore, he's not over in the essay of Shabbosan, only on the Isser malacha. What does this mean? So the Or Sameach explains this. Ayin Sham, how he explains it. So we'd like to explain as follows, that the Iker Machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, if Dovr Shena Miskaven is Chayav Reb Yehuda, or Dovr Shena Miskaven is Potter Reb Shimon, is Bi'isurim, is the Asiyas Isur Shaloi Bekavana, is doing an Isser, Shaloi Bikavana, is doing an Isser unintentionally, Usser. So the Chayra, the Machloikas of Eino Miskavein, is Bedina Yisurin, is the Maisa Usser, or an Isser is a mice is only Asr Aide Kavana. So that Lechor is the Machlokas. Bedine Yisurim is a mice Asr if it's done without Kavana. A mice Isser. However, we find that they argue about other dinim as well. In Bava Kamo 44b, there's a Machlokas of Rabbi Yudin Reb Shimon. If one does Nezek Shaloi Bekavana, Rabbi Yehuda's Mechayev, Rabbi Shimon's Poitah, Shita Bukubetzis writes in the name of the Rach, that Rabbi Shimon the Shitasai, that he holds the Rabbi Shimon Miskavin is Potter, Rabbi Yehuda's Mechayev, and even though we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, then in Chiyuve Shabbos, that Rabbi Shimon Miskavin is Potter, but in this, in Ezekiel, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, because the general rule is, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. In Mikvos, Perek Beis Mishnah Vav, we find that if somebody, if a mikveh that doesn't have 40 sav water, and somebody takes some tit and he lifts it up and he moves it to the side, and then water comes out from there, so the mikveh is pasul, because that's considered sha'uv, that's considered drawn water. And Rabbi Shimon is machshir, because he wasn't miskaven to be shoyev. In the Tosis Anshei Shem there, he explains the name of the Chayk Nosen. The Reb Shimon l'shitosei, shedavar she'eno mitkaven, mutar. In other words, Darvashan Miskavein is not considered that he did it, so this isn't considered shelf. And the Tanakam is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Darvashan Miskavein is also, that it is his Maisa. And the Mela of the Mikvah is going to be Pasul. And then he's Tamea there on the Rosh, who paskins B'chol HaTorah Kula K'Rab Shimon. That what? That Darvashan Miskavein is Mutar. Ubishuvim, when it comes to Maim Sheuvim, he paskins like the Tanakama. The Tanakama holds that not like Reb Shimon, that's Reb Yehuda. Darvashan Miskavein is Aser. But you see, Akol Panim Lagavim Mikvah, they also have this Nidon of Darvashan Miskavein. Is it a Maisa or not a Maisa? You see the same thing by Nezikin. Is Darvashan Miskavein Machayev or not Machayev? Nezikin Shalab Chavana. Now, if the machloikis of Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda b'isurim is if the mice itself is usur, if it's done without kavana, or a mice is only usur with kavana, so then it would have nothing to do with nezikin and not lenyan shuvim. What are we bringing in those other? What does their machloikis have to do in those areas of halacha? And also, what the achronim write. And the reason there's a heter of Eino Miskavein, it's because Ein Kan Shem HaMaisa. Shekshu Goyrer Mito V'Safsal V'Eino Miskavein Lachroish Ein B'Ze Shem Maisa Charisha. So the Achronim explain the heter of Eino Miskavein that it's because there's no Maisa here. Because what's he doing? He's dragging a bench and he's B'Chal Na Miskavein to make a Charisha, to make to plow the ground. So that's not considered a Maisa Charisha. So that also you can't say le'in chiyuv nizke behemtai. You can't say that about the chiyuv nizke behemtai that we have, that we mentioned before in Bava Kama Memdalad Amud Beis. That the case there is nizakin that the shore was mazik shaloi b'kavana. Rabbi Yehud is mechayiv b'tashlum anezik. And Reb Shimon Paters. So, if the machlokas is, if the mice is usher without kavan or not, what does that have to do with Nizke Behemta? The nezik of a behemoth without kavan. And yet, these two machlokas are related. So you see that the vort is not whether a maisa done with kavana. The machronim say the heter of Eino Miskavein is because there's no shame maisa charisha. But lenin chiyuv nizke behemta. What does that have to do with chiyuv nizke behemta? You're right. There's no shame chiyuv. Maisa Charisha, but your behemoth still did Nezek. So you see that it's not about whether it has a shame Maisa Charisha or not, because it relates also to Chiyuv Nizkei Behemto. And also you can't say this Linyan Shuvim, because Linyan Shuvim, what does it mean? It doesn't have a shame Maisa Charisha. Okay, it doesn't have a shame Shiva, say, but Habayaso Bidei Adam, this water was made by man. What does it matter if it's a shame maisa or not? Habayas is bidei adam. So it should be considered maim shuvim. And yet we see that this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon extends even to the case of chiyuv nizkei behemto, and even to the chiyuv, and even to the din of maim shuvim. So it's not a shaila if it has a shame maisa iser or not. And it's also not shayich, right? In those other cases, we're not talking about a maisa iser, so that can't be the machlokas. And also, you can't say pshat is that doesn't have a shame maisa charisha, and therefore on Shabbos it's not aser. Yeah, but What about Chiyuv Niske Behemto? There it's not Tali Nishem Maisa Harisha, Shem Maisa, his animal did Nezik. And with the water, Havayasu Bide Adam. Ve'al Kein Mevoal Mizeh, Shegeder Eino Mitkaven, who, what's the Geder of Eino Miskaven? That a Maisa V'loi Kavona is not Messiaches to him to be considered his Maisa, and it's as if it was done automatically and he didn't do it. And when he was Miskaven to drag the bench, and not to plow, the Harisha is not considered that he did it. We're done that he only did the dragging. And the plowing part was done automatically. So he did the Maisa. It's his Maisa. It's his Maisa. But it's his Maisa Heter, not his Maisa Isser. It's like the Maisa Isser was done automatically. And that's the heter of Dover Shein Miskaven, according to Reb Shimon. And therefore you could say this is said even on Yiniske Behemto. Because if the Behema didn't intend to do the Maisa Nezek, it's not the Behema's Maisa. And therefore Reb Shimon patters. And also b'misanikas ha-tit. One removes the tit and then the water drips out. Since he wasn't Miskaven Lishav, the Sheiva is not Misyacheses to him, but the Sheiva doesn't relate to him. It's not called Havayasu Bidei Adam, and Mimele Rabbi Shimon is Machshir. Because it's like the Mikvah was Bidei Shemaim. Now that's all that asks Rabbi Shimon is Machshir B'Mesanik Esatit in the case of Mikvos. Avol Anon, we don't paskin this way, Shach Yoredei, Reish Aleph Sifkot Mem Vav, even though we paskin. Rabbi Shimon, that Dover Sheinu Miskavin is Mutter. ולכאורה זה מוכיח תלו משום רב שמן לטעמי אלא זה עונידון בפני עצמה. So לכאורה, now we can prove that it's not רב שמן לשיטסו, because on one hand we paskin like רב שמן, but generally דבר שאין המסקבין is מותר, but not when it comes to מסניק הסתית we paskin that this mikvah is considered מים שאובים. So we wanted to say it's l'shitasa. In all cases, it's for the same reason, because it's the maisa doesn't relate back to him. But if it's all for the same reason, then we should paskin in all cases like Reb Shimon, and we don't. We don't paskin by mikvahs like Reb Shimon. So it must be that the mikvah case is nidon b'fnei atzma. It's an independent topic. B'chein l'gabei nezikin shalei b'kavona. We also don't paskin like Reb Shimon who paters, like Rabbeinu Chananel writes that we don't paskin like Reb Shimon. Because Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, Halachik Reb Yehuda. So l'chayrav, we don't paskin like Reb Shimon. It's muchach that this machlokes is not totally in the machlokes of Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda b'isurim. So even though the halach is like Reb Shimon b'isurim, that ain't a miskavin's mutter. But in this case, in the case of nezik beima, the halach is like Reb Yehuda. It's a different machlokes. However, Rabbeinu Chananel writes that it's Reb Shimon l'shitasoi. Rabbeinu Chananel himself says that it's Reb Shimon l'shitasoi that he holds Darvish Eino Miskavin is patur. And we paskin like Reb Shimon normally by Shabbos. So why then don't we paskin like him when it comes to Niske Behema? So we have to say that Reb Shimon paters because he's l'shitasoi. But Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev. It's not because he's l'shitaso that the maisa does relate back to if it's done without kavana. But he would say that even according to Rabbi Shimon, you should be chayev. And it's interesting that if you're medayik in Loshon Rabbi Nuchananel, he only says Rabbi Shimon l'shitaso, not Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso, because Rabbi Yehuda is not l'shitaso. Rabbi Yehuda is even l'fi shitas Rabbi Shimon. He would say that you're chayev in iskei behema. That even if b'chol ha-toyro einu miskavin is pater b'nezikin shelo b'kavona yirchayev, and also the Tanakama who passels misanik es atit in the Mishnah and Mikvos we've been discussing 2:6 af hu sovir k'Reb Shimon shepoter davar sheinu mitkaven b'chol ha-torah kula, rak shehu sovir she'af al pi sheinu mitkaven lo chashiv ma'aseh shelo l'inyan isurim. So the Tanakamu passels this person who removes the tit. He also is like Reb Shimon who patters Darvashenu Miskabin B'chol HaTorah. He just holds that even though Eino Miskaven, he isn't considered his mice, the mice doesn't relate back to you when it comes to his surim. Linyan Shuvim, even without Kavan, it's considered Havayasa, that this water was created Bidei Adam. And therefore, even though the halacha is like Reb Shimon, B'chol HaTorah Kula, here the halacha is Shaloka Reb Shimon. And we have to understand why. So the explanation is possibly as follows. That even though we paskin like Reb Shimon, that Maisa B'loi Kavana is not considered your Maisa, that's all the inyan, the gavro. That when we're done, is it considered like he's the oisem maise? We say that without kavana, he's not considered the oisem maise. Aval kshanu danim ala maase atzmo, imu naase al yado, bazenech lekut hanakama b'Rabbi Shimon. When respect to the gavro, we say no, it's not his maise. If he didn't have kavana, it's not his maise. But when we're done on the maisa itself, not linyan the gavra, the maisa, linyan the gavra, it's not his maisa, but linyan the maisa, was it done by him? Here, there's a machlokas tanakama Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that even with respect to the maisa, we consider it done on its own, and therefore gambino geila mikvah. If he's not miskaving lishol, if we're done on the mikvah, that it wasn't bidei odom, it was me'eleos min hashamayim. And it's not considered Havayasu Bideoda. And the Tanakama held, no, the Din of Eino Miskaven is effective only with respect to the Gavro, that he is not considered like the Oise Maise, but the Maise itself. We definitely say that it was done by him, even though he wasn't Miskaven. And therefore the Mikvah is Pasul, because Havayasu Bideoda. So you're right, he didn't do it, but it was done by him. You're right, we don't relate the maisa back to him as far as his own personal obligation or interest in the matter. But the maisa itself was nas al yada. He's not, this is mamish mind-blowing. Duhu eino nidon ko'isen maisa. He's not considered that he's doing the maisa. But the mice itself is considered that it was done by him. So he is not obligated by this mice or given credit for this mice. But you can't say that it was done in a shemaim, it was done by a person. Which person? Him. When you look at the mice, you say it was done by him. When you look at him, you say he didn't do the mice. And therefore the mikvah is pasul. Why is the mikvah pasul? Because havayasa bidei adam. Because the mikvah was created by a man. And in this machlokas, the halacha is like the Tanakhama. Dele'inyan ha-maisa atzmai nechshav shenasa al yado. The halacha is like the Tanakhama. With respect to the maisa itself, we consider that the maisa was done by him. With respect to him, the gavra, we say it wasn't him, and therefore when it comes to Shabbos, he's pater. And that's also the yisod of the machlokas, like Avin Ezekin Shiloh B'chavon. Reb Shimon holds that Eino Miskaven, we view the mice as being done on its own, and therefore the Bailam is Potter for this non nezek done Shiloh B'chavon, because it wasn't done by the Behema. But Shiloh B'chavon wasn't done by his Behema. But Reb Yehuda holds that even if we learn, like Reb Shimon B'Yisurim, that like Avin the Oise, it's considered that he's not doing the mice, and nevertheless, the etzem mice, we say it was done by him. And since the nezik was done by this behema, so he's chayev, even though the behema isn't considered the oise mice. Nevertheless, it's enough that in the cheftza of nizkei shoyroi, that the mice was done by his shor, that he's going to be chayev. In other words, it's not the again, b'cheftza meaning the maisa was done by his shor. Not that the maisa relates back to his shor. Again, this is the lumdus which requires a lot of thinking and analysis. I wish Reb Chaim were here that I could ask for more clarification. That the maisa was not done by the animal, meaning you don't say that the animal did the maisa, but you say that the maisa was done by the animal. The animal didn't do the maisa, but the maisa was done by the animal. And this machlokas, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. That you consider the maisa as it's done on its own. It's like we pass in the Gabbai Psalm Mikvah. So again, this is a difficult svar. That's why I wish that Rabbeinu Chaim was here, that I could ask him. But that's his yisod. And if Rabbeinu Chaim says it, I'm sure if he was here, he would explain more and he would prove that 100% he's correct. Or 98% he's correct. So we're saying that when it comes to the Gavra is not responsible. Just when you're viewing it from the Gavra's perspective. When you're viewing it from the perspective of the Maisa, then you say the Maisa was done by this Gavra. And therefore, when it comes to a Surim, Darvashenu Miskaven is Pater, because the Gavra is off the hook. But you can't say that it was done automatically, that the Maisa doesn't relate back to him. If you're viewing the Maisa, rather you say the Maisa was done by a person, and therefore when it comes to the Mikvah, we say it's when he moves the tit, and then the water drips out, we say it's Shalv Bidei Adam, even though he didn't have Kavanah, in this case, Sharos, the Shor didn't have Kavanah to do it. But nevertheless, the Maisa was done by the Shor, so in order to be Mischayev, all you need is that a Maisa was done by the Shor, from the perspective of the Maisa. So that's stage 2 in our journey. And there is a stage 3 where we'd like to explain the gedir of psik resha. So if God is mezakeh us, then we will go further and we will see mirtzeh Hashem and it flows mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. And please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom.